Okay, let's go over 167 one more time. Just to read it again, maybe mention a few things from yesterday, very important. When a person feels, so we're in that status, we're in that stage where we're trying to think about that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we're trying to connect to it in a real way, It has to be in a quiet place, right? You need to be in the right physical place. You have to be in the right to help the mental place, right? If you could be in a quiet mental place in the middle of New York City, that'd be great, but chances of that are slim to none. So you need to get yourself into a physical location of somewhat of Hezbeididus. And this is the reason why we kick the Metzora out. Bodod Yeshiv Chutz Machna. Bodod, that's the first lashon of Hezbeididus. We kick him out because he did something wrong to the point where Hashem had to give him Saras. It's not like he speaks Lashon Hara one time and he gets Saras. I mean, it could be, but the guy needs some tikkunim, you know? So let him go to the Rabbanim, let him go to do a tikkun tshuva or something, and let him do stuff in the city. No, he's got caught up with stuff, and he's not able to come to what he needs to, as long as there's a rash gadol, that loud noise within the city. So you kick him out, let him sit by himself for a few days. Okay, he might be upset the first few hours and kicking and screaming, but at a certain point, it breaks him, that silence, that solitude. Right, and eventually he starts to think like what am I doing here? Like, what's going on with my life? What's going to be? Like the Mesillas Yesharim himself says, very important that if a person would sit, he says, kemat kat. If a person would just sit by himself for a little bit of time, then he would start asking the questions that he should, that would end up changing his life. Like, what am I doing here in this world? The reason why we don't think about that, what am I doing here? Which ultimately will spur, if you have a little bit of, you know, bikush in you, and you have a little bit of emes and yashrus, that question, what am I doing here? Which will hopefully lead you to more ruchnis endeavors.
The isolation forces you to look in.
That's what it is. That question only can come if you're thinking. And if you're only thinking if you're not running around being tarred with the million things we're tarred with. And that only comes if you're going to actually set aside the time. Because it ain't just going to happen.
Right.
The second there's an empty spot, there's an empty zman, it gets filled up. What is the lesson? Nature abhors a vacuum. So it's the same thing with zman also. So space, time. The second that there's a gap in zman, if you're not doing anything, nature, teva, which could be your inner teva, your nefesh bahamias, sort of, it's because you got to fill it up. The phone, which is now that became, used to be we had to go out to do something. Mm-hmm. Now it's like you have it right there. So there's less time. There's less, you have like a nanosecond between your end of one avoda, and you're supposed to have free time, to the second you pick up that phone, and you just enter into the world of.
Shabbos is,
it's, if not for Shabbos, there would be no more Judaism.
There'd be nothing.
It'd be game over.
Mm-hmm. Be a lot more.
That's why the whole world is destroyed. While Kalis is still going, is because we still have Shabbos. Now imagine a person would make a Shabbos every day. Not the whole day, 24 hours. Imagine one would make 1 hour a day, half hour a day. A minute even of called Shabbos, which means Shabbos. You can't have anything. There's no malacha. You have to be in that minute. Imagine you did it for an hour. That some tzaddikim had the avinyan. Again, some tzaddikim, it's an avoda of the tzaddikim, but the seventh hour of every day, they took off for an hour. Because that's Shabbos. Seventh hour is Shabbos, seventh.
That negative pressure of a vacuum can be so strong, like a black hole, that mm-hmm. it doesn't even let light out.
Or in. You're stuck in that place, well, in darkness. You don't even know.
It just doesn't come out. That's what Einstein figured out about black holes.
But if light can't go in and out, is it light in there or is it darkness?
That's a good question. Been
one. We're learning a little lumbus here.
A black hole.
Little lumbus here.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, from afar.
This is also more than just putting Do Not Disturb on your phone.
This is like taking your phone and turning it off. Yeah. And like punting it as far as you could possibly punt it.
Staying away from anything that, yeah.
But it is so imperative. I mean, it always has been and it always will be, but it's more now than ever. We're just like, the information overload is coming in. Shabbos is like, you can't have that. Shabbos is, come. At least, as much as we can. I mean, that's what, shul is longer, davening is longer, more zemiras, you know, you're not running from, you're suited to get, you know, I don't even know if this goes back a few years. I think I was giving a chabur, maybe it was a kutmeran, I still remember who it was that said it. And I was like, yeah, you got, saying, like, during the day, you have time, like, to, you know, to during your lunch break, to think, to do something. I was trying to, like, take whatever avodah we were doing and put it into your lunch break. I know the rest of the day you work. He's like, lunch break? I said, what do you mean? He's like, who gets a lunch break? I mean, you eat while you work. I'm like, oh, that's bad. Like, that means you have nothing. So at least in Shabbos, it's a suda. It's a little bit more calm. You have more time to. But if you don't have that, you don't have that time, it's game over before it starts. Got it. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we have Shabbos. But so a person needs to create that space. He has to push out. That's what Shabbos really is. What's Shabbos? And this is a sod kolish. It's Shabbos is the headquarters of this, but it comes from previous sodos, which has to do with Chesed and Gevurah. But what's Shabbos? Shmira Shabbos, right? Shmira, maybe we've discussed this before. Shmira is to what? It's to guard.
Watch, guard.
So what does it mean? What do I mean guarding? What does it mean guarding?
Protect.
Protecting what? If you have an army.
Whatever you're protecting.
Which means the ikkar is the inside. Right. The guards stand on a perimeter pushing everything out. Correct? Mm-hmm. So what's Shmir Shabbos? You have to guard Shabbos. You have to watch Shabbos. What are we guarding? See, for many people, what they do is they, right, so you have the guards on the outside, okay, imagine, guards on the outside, and imagine they have their guns all pointed inside. Well, that would be ridiculous because you're supposed to be pointing outside, right? So what happens if you all day long just think that the Kedusha, the Kavod, the Oneg, the beauty of Shabbos is Borer, is Kosher, is Kosher Shtei Oisiris, Kareyamanas Litfor. Is that what we're guarding? Or are those the guards? Right, we're guarding Menucha. We're guarding Menucha. Menucha we'll get to is Mincha. Yeah? Menucha, that's for the second half of the shiur. Menucha is supposed to be a kam. Okay, and within that there's Kavod and there's Onik. So the guards to that is what takes away Menucha? Malacha. Avoda. So the guards with the guns, yeah? Ksivish Deosios, Makapatish, Mavir, carrying, whatever it is. Those are the guards that if you need to not allow them to come in, because then you don't have Menucha. So they stand on the perimeter, pushing out. Now, of course, you have to learn those guards and they have to be stark. The stronger the guards are, the more opportunity there is for the Menucha on the inside. But we have to remember that the Iker is the Menucha. That doesn't mean sleep. You have to learn what the Sogiv Menucha means. Menucha means Menuchas HaNefesh. Now, it also means Menuchas HaGuf. Of course it does. But the Iker is Menuchas HaNefesh. What's the Nefesh? The Nefesh is that part of us which goes, it ruts of a shove within the world of Gashmis to Ruchnis, Ruchnis to Gashmis. On Shabbos, it's a Menucha. Relax. You don't have to go to the Gashmis. You could just stay inside today. You don't have to go to work today, Mr. Nefesh, running around. And work doesn't actually mean the city. Work could just mean my mind is in a million places. No. You can't go out there. You get to stay inside today. So the guards, the Iker of Shemir Shabbos, that's not the Iker. That's the guards of the Menucha, which is the Zohar Yom HaShabbos. Right? Shomer Shabbos, Shomer V'Zohar was in one say, Shomer V'Zohar, B'di Borecha, thank you. It's B'di Borecha. So what's the Iker, what's the Tafel? Shmira, the Isra Malacha, that whole world, which is so important, it's their walls, their guards, guarding the Pnimius, which is Zohar Menucha, which is the calm, the tranquility, the thinking.
I remember like 27 years ago learning with Rabbi Fisher, Menucha on Shabbos is to realize that you should be happy, that you shouldn't work on, not that you shouldn't work on yourself, but that you should, where you are right now in your life is exactly where you should be, and you should be at peace with it.
Chazal say, I don't know if it's a Chazal or it's from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, on Shabbos, kol melachtecha asuya, all your work is done. I don't know if that's a Gemara. Kom lach t'chasuya. So that's referring to avoda parnasos. Kom lach t'chasuya. All your work is done. And then they did different ways. So saying that, it doesn't just mean for today. It means like Shabbos means forever it's done. Okay, after Shabbos is over, you have to go back. But kilu, it's forever done. The Chidush HaRim, I know, could be others also. Kom lach t'chasuya. All your work is done is even on Pnimius. Is even on your Vodas Hashem. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean don't daven, don't learn, but it means stop worrying about the next madrega. Today, live b'menucha in what you have already worked on. The whole week you're working on your Avodas Hashem. You're trying to daven, you're trying to learn, you're trying. On Shabbos, of course, learn and daven. But do b'menucha. Today, just be. Even instead of, you don't have to be rushing today.
Be b'menucha with who you are.
Right.
With yourself.
It's so important. So all the guards, the shmir is just to protect that. Ikers the Shabbos. So too, I guess we're really coming back to the point over here, is that the dimyon is that when a person is looking to come to a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is be'etzem menucha, as Shabbos is, to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're talking about here an avoda of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the way of appreciating what he's given to us. But if you're running, like just imagine the marshal, the kid's running out the door and the parents say, honey, look, I made you a lunch and here's your money and here's a new toy. Imagine the parents just throw 1,000 new things at the kid. But he's running to the bus. He's running out. Got to catch the bus. He can't appreciate, it can't settle in. What did he just get? Maybe later it will, maybe later it won't. I don't know. But if you're always running, you don't have the wherewithal, because appreciation doesn't, it's not in the head. It is, but appreciation really needs to go from the head to the eyes, to the mouth, down to your heart. And it takes time. If you don't give it the time, you won't fully appreciate. We think that we appreciate in life because I got it, and I said thank you, we moved on. You don't even chap, you're missing the full range of emotional experience and appreciation and geschmack because we're always running. Mm-hmm. So when a person is trying to come to that time, that place where he wants to just appreciate what Kadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. And it's not about, you're not doing it for Kadosh Baruch Hu, do it for yourself. If we would actually appreciate what we have, we wouldn't need anything else. If we would appreciate right now, what we have right now, and what we've, for the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years, what we've accrued, and we would actually be able to live that experience right now, how much Chasdei Hashem we're living in our life, mamish, you would never in your life need another anything from Kadosh Baruch Hu. There'd be so much simcha built up. Hakar Satov, you never need anything else. But because we're not getting the full appreciation, we always need more, 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 more. Why are we always looking for more? Because we haven't fully worked through that which we have. Because we haven't given it the time. We haven't given it the menucha. We haven't given it the Shabbos. Because we allow everything always in. Right, the guards aren't standing by the door, pushing everything out. Right, you're trying to do his boaters with a cell phone. What are you? You're trying to. It's mamish trying to keep Shabbos with a cell phone. There is no Shabbos if you have a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. There is nothing. It's not, and it's not just because it's a malacha, and it'd be usher because the buttons. Imagine you made a way grumma but that the phone is a mutar on Shabbos. Right, we have all these things now, lights and this. Imagine you made a phone that was it wasn't. However, it's mechanical, and it still wouldn't be Shabbos. It wouldn't be Shabbos. But you're not doing an Isser. There's no, you're not over any of the Lama Tesla. That's not Shabbos. There's no Menucha with this thing. So how can a person get to that place of Menucha when he wants to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu if he doesn't have that space? You have to push everything else out. That's, you can't even start Bilvavi, really? You can. But you're not going to be able to download it deeper than just the brain without that zman, that place, that zman of menucha. The whole tachas of the sefer is to get further than the thick skull. It's supposed to get to the heart. That's what he's teaching us. You can't get to the heart unless you have the time, the space, the calm. You can't. Right? Our brains can think so fast. Your heart doesn't think so fast. That's the difference. So we think always, yeah, Amuna, I got it. Learning, I got it. I know I'm a yid from this, boom, boom, boom. Because my brain could work a million miles an hour. Great. Amazing. And all the Jews are just gewaldig. But if a person wants to live really in an emotional way, in an experiential way with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to get to the heart. And the heart goes slow and it needs calm. Yeah.
Despite his pods.
His budget is pods.
Yeah. Pods? Yeah, you know, like a room you can go in and you can't hear anything.
Because
there's so much noise everywhere.
The person needs to find a place, and the person needs to find a place where he could just get away. A time and a place.
It's hard to find that.
And it's better, it's always better in Avodas Hashem to even if you could do it for 1 minute, it's better than not doing it at all. No, what's the point? It's only a minute. Do it for the minute and then see. Again, are you a morning guy? You're an afternoon guy? You're a night guy? Where can you, a person has to find a place just to sit and think. Also, it'd be nice to bring this safer. It's a very simple way. Everyone's like, what do I do in his boy this? I don't know. So take Bilvavi and you can read one. Read one of these with Menuchas and Nefesh. It's a million times better than reading the whole Sefer with no Menuchas and Nefesh. Mm-hmm. It's just a different, it's a different reality. Very, very important. Okay. That was just a chazara of 167 in another, in a deeper way. All right, with that, we'll continue Mitzvah Monday.